it's fun to see beginning to end, from the accidents in Austin that brought you to Nashville, to the collaborations, to the writing and the way that you've evolved. Have you gotten over the insecurity of the beer truck?
I still think about it, for sure. It was, you know, I had toured for 10 years at that point with Vanna Trailer, and learned how to write songs and learn how to be a touring musician and all this stuff. And I got my big break from a viral moment, right?
Yeah.
Like responding with a song to somebody making fun of country music saying beer truck. And, you know, I write a song about it, and I was proud of the song that I wrote in response to it. And it ends up being this huge thing, and it gave me my moment. But then it was like, oh man, am I going to be the beer truck guy for the rest of my life? And luckily, we were able to back it up and create some music that I was proud of. And so I'm still proud of that song, because it opened the door for me and gave me the chance to like reach a whole new fan base. And so then when I put Mind on You out, I was able to say, hey, like I can write real songs too. And so, and to have people connect with it in that way, and then have Beer open the door for me, and then Mind on You blow it all the way open and be my first number one song, I'm definitely thankful for that song.
Yeah, because I know you went through a short period, or maybe a long period, of insecurity of being known for that, right?
100%. Yeah, it's because you just want to be able to share more.
But you're good,
right?
Now, right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, and we'll still play it in sets, and we still have people request it.
Do
all
you
the
play?
Time.
Okay, I was gonna say, I hope you play it out. It reminds me of, and not to get too off topic, but it reminds me of a conversation I had with a long time ago with the Chainsmokers.
Yeah,
with the selfie song, and they're like, "Oh no, we're the selfie guys now."
Yeah.
And then they literally had management say, "Don't bring up that song. Don't ever play that song. That is not us." And I was like, I mean, you wouldn't be here without it.
Yeah,
and I think they got to a place at the same
time.
You
get comfortable with it.
Yeah. With your writing now, where do you feel you are at mentally?
Yeah, I think that I'm in the best place I've ever been writing-wise. We just put out 7 new songs on my EP, and I'm working on finishing up the rest of the record. And I don't think it's specifically like love songs or heartbreak songs or anything like that. I think it's more just like honest songs.
Yeah.
Songs that I feel like are me. Songs that I believe when I sing them. I've really found a lane of like who I am as an artist, and really been able to start connecting with my fans on a deeper level from that, because I think I've been, you know, allowing myself to be nobody but me and not chase anything now, and just be the sound that I'm comfortable with and that I'm happy with. And that's really given me a lot closer connection with my fans. And I think, you know, all of the songs are honest and real, but they might not all be current, right? There's songs on that record from like mistakes that I made, or things I wish I wouldn't have done, or times I got my heart broke, which is not today, you
right?
Know? And then there's songs about today and like being comfortable in my own skin and happy with who I am and thankful for the life I have. And so I think all of the songs are kind of windows into my journey and who I am, but not necessarily where I'm at right now.
When somebody has an album like yours, kind of a song for everybody in a different period of their life, let's just go through and see what you would pick for these different scenarios. Okay.
Yeah.
On your album, what's the best song for drinking beer?
I got a song called Hard on the Bottle that's pretty good. I've been working hard on the bottle, but the bottle's hardly working on me.
That was a layup.
So,
that was a layup. What a good song for, the best song for dancing in the kitchen.
The Dancing in the Kitchen song is, it's got to be cowboy songs. Yeah, that's a honky-tonk power anthem. So I think that's definitely one that you could spin around a little.
Best song to sing in the shower on that album?
The best song to sing in the shower, I would probably say, is Okay Breaking Up. Just a power ballad, man. You know, the shower is ripe for power ballads, yeah.
Best song for making love?
Oh, man. Made You Made Me. See? Yeah, that's it's praising the girl, you know, it's kind of slow and moody and steamy. So
can we turn the lights down in here a little bit? I just want to get in the movie.
I think this is one of my, the first time I've had anybody ask me this stuff in an interview. This is fun for me too.
Look at that.